gentlemen, may I direct your attention to something quite extraordinary?
Chris, the Herons are back. And we got messy.
What's going on? What? Where is the information?
I guess we're getting ready for a sister kissing fiesta.
I felt like we were playing a 2-8. It was just a 2-8.
Let me tell you, Danny is about to get destroyed in the chat. So you
are we kissing sisters, Chris?
And maybe stepsisters, but not regular sisters. I've done a little bit of research on him. When it comes to FIFA, this guy's 68.
We're going to have the greatest player of all time on the team. If there's a time to believe, it's now.
It looks like a heron shat all over it. So you guys are literally getting excited for a rank 65 player on FIFA 23. We got some pretty good FIFA cards on our squad now.
You gotta understand, Kevintro. This is how we scout our players here on the show.
Just look at FIFA cards.
No question about it. I am ready to get hurt again.
Chris, the Herons are back.
Welcome everybody to episode number 166 of the Battered Herons podcast. I am your host Daniel Granada, and alongside me, as always, Mr. KBD. How are you doing, sir?
I mean, this referee, right? I mean, he's handing out cards like Oprah Winfrey, right? This guy's the worst.
I mean, David Ruiz got three of them, so it was disappointing, to say the least.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know where you want to start. The fact that I thought Messi might play when I saw that he was training, even if he was training individually, I thought he would play. When they said he didn't play, I thought, okay, the injury must be a little more serious, and they're being extra cautious. And for everybody that's saying that it was a bad move to not have him play. Look, if he's not ready, he's not ready. We still have one more game. It wasn't one and done. I honestly believe if this was one and done, he would have toughed it out and played. But we still have another game to go. And up until the 60th minute, when David Ruiz got his third yellow card, it didn't look like the worst decision in the world.
It didn't.
Let me say this real quick. I don't know if any Monterrey fans are over here watching. But if you are, Monterrey is overrated. I'm sorry to tell you. I'm not saying they're a bad team. I'm not. You could tell that they have quality.
Wow.
But for all I heard about Monterrey and how they haven't lost since like last year, and they're the greatest thing since sliced bread, and you're going to get your ass kicked whether Messi plays or doesn't play. I'm sorry. What did we do? We congested the midfield, and they didn't know what to do. Oh, I don't know how to get the ball to Brandon Vasquez. I don't know how to get the ball to Canales. They didn't know what to do. They're overrated. I'm sorry. All of a sudden, we lose a man. We go five in the back, and then they start creating things. I'm sorry, Monterrey's overrated. I said it. I don't give a fuck. They're overrated.
Well, they do look kind of overrated. It looks like they had no... Oh, I didn't even know. No, I'm not.
You're good.
Am I on mute? Yeah, I mean, they look like they didn't have any idea of what to do. It's probably because I'm downloading something. I don't know if you downloaded the starting 11 or those pictures I sent you, but... Okay. No. But yeah, they weren't that great. They weren't that great at all. Kind of overrated. I agree with that. Well, I mean, they were like, touted to be like one of the best teams of.
Well, look, because I don't want this to come out of context.
I haven't looked at the chat yet.
I'm not saying that they aren't a good team. You can tell that they have quality. But the way that they were hyped up to me, I didn't see it. I didn't see the quality. We literally just forced them wide. And they couldn't do anything. They like how do we survive without Canales and Vasquez up the middle? I don't know what to do. Like they were lost. But with that being said, as soon as we went down 10, obviously the quality continued to show. And even then, that first goal was whatever. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. I gotta
mention something about that Blame Brees haircut. I think his haircut was fucking dope. Looked like a nice fresh blowout. David Ruiz looked like no, I loved it. Old school.
I didn't think he was playing.
What are you talking about?
I started watching the match a couple minutes into the match because I was putting my daughter to bed. And when I put it on, I was like, I know David Ruiz is supposed to be playing, but I couldn't find him. Every time he touched the ball, I realized that it was him. I thought it was Diego Gomez at first because he looks like Diego Gomez with that haircut. Kind of. Tariq is chiming in. Hey guys, this is all BS. Miami played so well for the entire game, and two mistakes led to two away goals. We need Messi big time. Let me tell you something. If Messi plays next week, I have no doubt that we're going to win that game. Now, we're going to win that game is it going to be enough with the stupid two away goals now? I don't know. That's what I hate this rule so much. And that's going to put it into question. But I have no doubt that if Messi plays, we win next week.
And if Robert Taylor plays a whole game. Robert Taylor went down. You know that he's a dog. Like, he doesn't want to get off the field.
Yeah, no, I agree. But, I mean, he got off, so he must be injured. And if it's the hammy, he's not going to be back by next week.
And Tariq is mentioning here they are overrated. We're missing so many crucial players and still kick their ass most of the game, which is like kind of embarrassing. Which is, and it's boom, super slam by Peaches. Oh, you can't hate on the haircut. I love that little blowout, that little high school 1990s blowout, bro.
Nah, he was like, yeah, right.
Well, I thought that if Taylor would have played, it would have been a little bit better. At least a little bit more of the game, because that what's his face came on the field. Do you have the starting 11?
Yes,
because and I guess that would be the Alfonso, best place to.
Alfonso, I thought he played well. He had that one where he took the shot instead of doing the give and go with Luis Suarez, where Luis Suarez started bitching him out. And if you're part of the Discord, you know what I thought of that. I went back and forth with a few people about what I thought about that. But if you want to get into it later, we can. But yeah, you know, I thought he played pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at it right now, for the people that are listening on audio, you have Taylor left wing, Gressel right wing, Suarez up top, Gomez on the left. You got Busquets on the right, supposedly, which he was really kind of playing the middle. Ruiz in the middle.
Rob Wise, he said, we lost to an overrated team, so what are we? We are injured, Rob Wise. That's what we are.
Very injured. Very injured. Jordi Alba playing left back, Freire. And Aviles fill in the center backs, Weigand right back, and then Calendar in between the sticks. And then the subs, you got Dos Santos, Jensen, two goalies. That's how injured we are. We got two goalies as our backups. Right. And then we got Saylor, Allen, Sunderland, Campapi, Borgelin, and Alfonso.
Alfonso. There's no L there.
Alfonso.
At least I don't think there's an L.
That's unacceptable. You have a last name like Afonso? What is that?
It's unique.
Afonso? No way. That needs to be eliminated.
Well, you just throw the L in there like everybody else is holding right now.
Yeah.
All right. So what did you think of the starting line? I think we pretty much predicted this, that if Messi didn't play, Gressel would play the right wing, that Ruiz would probably get the start, and that this would be the back line if Freire and Aviles were healthy. So we basically predicted this already.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have really any problems with this starting lineup. Obviously, it's better that Busquets didn't play a center back, so that's great. we got Rob Wise with a super slam. Gomez played better when Chris Hay. I guess I should just go back to hating him, right? I'm not even going to fill in the wall. I got the last brick today, by the way, guys.
I'm going to tell you this. I didn't think Diego Gomez played poorly at all. I thought Diego Gomez had a good game. I thought he had a very good game. Now, I understand why everybody's saying it, right? Because he had the crucial mistake at the very end of the game to give up the game. But overall, I thought he had a great game. He was winning balls. He was dominating the midfield defensively. He was creating chances in the final third. There was a through ball to David Ruiz at the beginning of the second half. What a beautiful delivery, beautiful. Vertical pass, straight into the box, and David Ruiz wasn't able to finish. But Diego Gomez, I thought, played very well. Now, I think that, and I know I'm jumping ahead, but before I forget, I think tired legs, nobody, at least I haven't looked at the heat map. I don't know if you could look at how many miles everybody ran. But I would almost bet money that nobody ran as much as Diego Gomez. I think that last mistake could have been some tired legs, because Diego Gomez was all over the place, along with Jordi Alba. Jordi Alba is another one that I love watching his work rate. Sorry to cut you off, Chris. Go ahead.
No, I was just trying to look up the heat maps, and I can't be able to find it. I'm trying to look for it right now.
And Alejandro, why Tata didn't play Campana with some fresh legs? Because, I mean, we were down to 10 men with the 60th minute. At that point, you're just trying to conserve the draw. So I think that, unfortunately, maybe Campana would have came on for maybe Gressel or something like that. But once you went down to 10 men, at that point, you're hoping to get out of there with a 1-0 win or a 1-1 draw at worst. And, man, it just sucked.
I can't find it. And the more I look online, the more I think my computer is probably going to explode. So I'm not going to go ahead and do that. That's why I froze up a little bit earlier. But look, he was running all over the place. David Ruiz was very active as well. Just looking at this starting 11, for the most part, the only players that weren't really active was maybe Busquets. I mean, Busquets wasn't really running too much. Suarez, of course, he's just, you know. You know what Suarez reminds me of? He reminds me of, what's this guy? The one of the seven dwarfs, Grumpy. He just looks like he's upset all the time. He just walks around like, he's brooding. Oh, I'm so mad. I didn't get to score a goal. And then he just gets angry and screams at everybody. But everybody else was pretty active. Surprisingly, we kind of matched the Monterrey's intensity from the beginning, which was very surprising because I thought that they were going to kind of catch a slipping. But Florida man mentioning Diego Gomez, fuck my life. And I mean, look, a lot of people are frustrated at David Ruiz for getting a red card. The red card was no bueno for sure.
Well, that third yellow, and I know the first one, they said that it was really for Jordi Alba. It's just that David Ruiz was standing in front of Jordi Alba when he got it. So it was really second. But that last yellow card was dumb. But we've talked about it since last year that he's a hothead. He does silly things. And that's why we kind of like him. But damn, in a game this crucial, you can't do that in a game like this. Like, this is a big deal. And it was like, it looked like he just tried to like smack him up in the head right before he like went away just randomly. Like, that was really stupid, unfortunately. Really dumb move by him.
It was pretty awful by him. And not only that, but you're talking about, I mean, this is a game where we're, like, really low on staff, low on players, and you're going to make boneheaded plays like that, stretching out the arm and hitting somebody in the head. Like, I think that there could have been a little bit more patience. And Peaches is mentioning, it was 4 minutes later. Absolutely. I mean, that was awful. Alejandro chiming in. I still think Espresso has given us bad luck. I mean, look, listen, I'm telling you, I'm building it brick by brick and I'm waiting for all the bricks to come in. I can't build it brick by brick. I need all the bricks in. I mean, I don't know. What do you want me to tell you guys?
I think Tomas Aviles is getting some hate. I thought Tomas Aviles also played a great game. And that's aside from the goal that he scored. I thought he played a pretty good game. I thought Chelo Weigand also looked really good. I thought defensively we looked great for the first 60 minutes.
Well, you know, Weigand actually, to me, looks better offensively than I kind of anticipated. He looks better to me than I anticipated. So, you know what, Dennis? I am co-signing with you, my friend. I will never put a Gomez jersey on this wall ever. You can guarantee your bottom dollar.
Oh, Rob Wise said if you finish your two or three chances, you're up. I'm sorry, if you finish your chance, you're up by two or three by the time Ruiz gets sent off. This is true. That is true. I do
want to bring up this observation here, Danny. Is that Chelo or tactical manager? It's a good question.
They do look alike.
He looks like tactical manager. I think we should have them both on. And figure out who's who, like the Spider-Man episode. So I mean, looking at the starting 11, I didn't have any problems with it. It's kind of what we expected. Obviously, aside from wanting Messi to start, you know, but other than that, the starting 11, it didn't do anything, you know, negative in my eyes in terms of give me, ugh, you know, some sort of weird feeling or anything like that.
Erwin saying MVP Suarez didn't show up. I thought Suarez also played well. I thought Suarez was creating chances for other people. Mm-hmm. I thought obviously he didn't finish, but I thought he played well also. Gressel, we keep saying when he goes up wide, whether it be right wing back or right wing, he plays well when he's out wide. We don't like him when he's in the midfield, but there he plays well. Now, I thought that Inter Miami was doing a great job going ahead and trying to get those long passes. Trying to get those forward moving passes, but unfortunately, there was a couple that Gressel was on the other end of, and Gressel with his lack of pace and lack of finishing, unfortunately, there wasn't a lot there to happen. Drake had 8 saves. I wasn't aware.
He had a lot, shit ton of saves.
I know that a lot of those were there was 8 on target, but Monterrey had 21 shots in total. Maybe people look at that and they're like, oh wow, they were down. No. They were just taking shots from far because they couldn't get in the box. They had them. They didn't know what to do.
Not overrated. I don't know.
I can't wait to talk to Eddie on Monday. Our guest, the Monterrey guest, is going to join us again on Monday to talk about this game and the following second leg. I can't wait to tell him how overrated I think his team is. I don't know what he's going to say, but I'm sorry. I was highly disappointed because I was told that this team was amazing and we had no chance if Messi didn't play. And to me, if we don't go down 10 men, I think we win.
Well, and just to get off topic here real briefly, Florida Man saying that my wall is taking longer than Trump's wall. So brick by brick, baby. I don't know what to tell you guys. And then 89J Stubbs, shout out. Thank you for the super slam. 1-0 or 1-1 would have been huge. Oh, 100%. Well, but I doubt Messi plays until May to ramp up for Copa America after injury.
I am willing to bet money, and I mean big money, that Messi plays next week. I have no doubt that Messi plays next week. This game isn't necessarily out of hand. If you can win,
I mean,
next
with the
week,
aggregate, what would the score need to be?
You either win by 2 goals, or you win by 2 goals. You win 2-1. If you win 2-1 over there, you go to extra time.
This is a great comment right here, CJC saying. And thank you for the shout out here with the super slam, CJC, much appreciated. Says, I see it now. Messi's going to feel 100% obligated to play in the second leg due to the 100%. Scoreline and refresh his injury. I'm calling it now.
No, don't shoot. Don't say that. I was feeling that message until that last part. What are you doing?
That was tough.
Messi will play next week. I have no doubt. Now they are up technically. I guess you could say 3-1, but they won 2-1, but they have 2 away goals. If we end up scoring 2, if we win 2-1, we go to extra time. If we win 3-2, we win because all of a sudden we have 3 away goals. And what I saw today from this amazing Monterrey team, that's the best in North America. And we don't have a salary cap, so we're going to mollywop you. I'm sorry. If that team shows up next Wednesday and we have Messi, we're winning. Now, do we win 1-0 or 2-1 and all of a sudden things are up in the air? I don't know. But I have no doubt we're going to win that game. Man, I'm just so frustrated that we ended up letting out that second goal.
Well, and Rob Wise coming in with a – I give you some credit here, Rob. You usually don't like to – you're usually very stubborn with some of your points, but I like this. He says that this was Tata's best managed game.
100%.
In all honesty, the formation was really a 4-5-1. The width in the midfield on defense really gave Monterrey fits, which is fucking – I mean, Rob Wise dropping fact bombs here.
But this is true, though. Look, we had that congested midfield where everything was going wide for them, and they couldn't figure things out. As soon as Reece went off, we went to 5 in the back because we needed to make sure we had more defenders all of a sudden. We were trying to park the bus, as they say. We had 5 in the back, and then we had 3 midfielders. All of a sudden, they had space to pass around. They started holding possession longer. They started having more opportunities to create. That last goal, first of all, you know what? I'm getting ahead of myself, Chris. I know you said you go in order. And
no, we could we could go all over the place. Let's follow the emotion. All right, just follow it.
All right, so I'm just gonna go straight to it. That last goal that Monterrey scored, I didn't get to see a replay of what everybody was saying handball. I saw Luis Suarez and a bunch of guys go up like it was a handball.
Yeah,
and I wanted to see at least show me the replay, like give me the replay so I can see for myself if what they were saying had any validity. I thought that if the play stopped, we might get VAR and they might check it. But that play ended up not stopping until they scored. It reminded me of Nashville. I don't know if you remember the Nashville game where everybody thought that we had made it, that it was a penalty on us. I think it was Aviles that took the ball.
Yes, yes.
And then all of a sudden we went down to the other end, we scored. And I told you, because we scored, that ain't going to get reversed. We never even got to see the replay. Like, I have no idea if that was really a handball. And that play, because we only had 10 men, they just kept passing it around and trying to find the space. Now, it's unfortunate that we were down to 10 men. Again, I don't think we lose if we keep 11 on the pitch. But I wish they would have showed me the replay for that. But because that play lasted so long and they ended up scoring on it, it just got forgotten. Like, I don't know what happened. And maybe wasn't a handball, but I didn't even get to see the replay.
Well, the worst part is like the announcers, they're like, oh, David Ruiz, second red card, third red card. We have to get the whole crack team on this. Like they ended up getting people from like the stands to do their research, figure out who got the yellow card. And
I'm glad because I was confused also. When I saw that second yellow, I was like, oh my God, he's out. And then he stayed on the pitch. I was like, what the hell's going on?
But then this happens. And then now all of a sudden there's no replay. It's like it never happened. Erwin Rodriguez is mentioning here in the chat, Monterrey coach said the referee was going to help Miami. What happened? What happened is this, that this referee is straight ass.
Yeah, man. It's wild how many yellows they were throwing out there.
Yeah, that guy was a fucking, he was a ball of yellow cards, that guy. Mm-hmm. Like, he was not hesitating.
Yeah.
And you would think that he was, I would think that you'd play sort of like a mid-tier, you know, ref game where you'd kind of try to be equal. But, like, it really, like, seemed he was just, like, wild against Miami, just throwing yellow cards here, yellow cards there. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. I don't like to put too much on the refs. The refs suck, but they suck with the replacement refs. If they're replacement refs, MLS refs, CONCACAF refs, they all suck. You just got to figure out a way to win.
Oof. And this is our first Afonso hate.
If this is the first time you see him and all that really sticks out to you is Suarez's reaction to not getting the ball back, then I could see why you thought that. But in the Red Bulls game, he looked good. The NYCFC game, he looked okay. Shout out to Centro de Estudios from Argentina. We appreciate you.
Centro de Estudios no cuenta si no enseña el tatuaje de Messi.
There we go. We got this spicy Messi hat trick next leg. He's pissed. Look, John, and I appreciate the super slam.
Yeah, man.
100%. Look, if Messi plays next week, we've seen this before. For those of you that aren't familiar with, and I'm sure that most of you guys in here are, but Barca was losing to, oh my God, PSG. They were losing to PSG. Barca was losing to PSG. They ended up scoring like 6 goals, like 3 in the last 10 minutes. And I know Messi, I don't think, was involved in many of those. I think it was a lot of Neymar. But
yeah,
magic happens when Messi's on the pitch. These guys, Busquets was in that game. Jordi Alba was in that game. Magic happens for these players. They've been in these situations in bigger moments before. Yeah. I don't count these guys out. They know what they need. Now, again, this away goal shit really pisses me off. And the fact that we have so many injuries really sucks. And it's Aria. Yes, I remember. It was March 8th of 2016-17. That was a wild game. But and the wildest thing is that Edison Cavani scored another goal. Well, you'd have to watch it, Chris. You got to go back and watch that game. That game was wild. Just watch the second half.
It sounds amazing. But it sounds great.
But altogether, the point I'm trying to make here is they've been in these situations. They've been in worse situations. And they've come out on top. Now, I saw somebody say, oh, but Inter Miami sucks on the road. But Messi doesn't. I mean, this team has overcome these odds before. Messi doesn't suck anywhere. Right. If Messi doesn't play on top of all the injuries we already have, I think we have no hope.
Well, I'll answer this question very quickly, Edson, before we get to Rob Wise's comment. Will Messi play minutes against the Rapids?
I sure hope
absolutely
not.
Absolutely not.
I sure hope not.
Absolutely not.
Especially with today's result, you need him to be 100%.
Yeah, are you kidding me? This guy's not going to play against Colorado. What? No. In a regular MLS game?
Forfeit this game on Saturday. I don't.
Just throw the whole game out this Saturday. Just throw it all out.
We'll take the L. We don't need this game.
Rob Wise is saying this is a must-win game. Given our current injury situation and our lack of depth, we're fucked. This ain't a way at Nashville. It's different. It is very different, man. The opponent
it is different. Is key. But, Rob, I'd love to hear what you have to say. Again, I'm not saying that Monterrey isn't a good team. They have quality, obviously. But for everything you heard, and as much fear as everybody put in our hearts about how even with Messi, we're going to get our ass kicked, did they really look Canales. That impressive? Yeah, they're like, Canales.
Get out of here, like, with your Canales.
Did they really look that impressive? Now, obviously, there's going to be adjustments, and maybe things will look a little different. But today, they didn't make me think that they're amazing.
You have Anthony is saying Borjolin and Campana for Saturday. You got Tank saying Campana needs to start Saturday. Guys, did this game scream to you? Did this game scream to you? We need Campana.
Talking about Saturday. They're asking who's going to play on Saturday. And by the way, we're going to preview tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to preview the Rapids game.
Yes, 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 we are. Which I have so to. So we'll talk to more about.
So tomorrow we'll talk a little more about Saturday.
Yes, for sure. And Florida Man is on it. Everybody gets a yellow card.
What? What do you mean? I'm telling you, Mr. they're overrated. Krabs, what do you mean?
We just unless you're saying it negatively, Mr. Krabs.
Maybe he's being facetious.
Maybe.
And just insulting Real Madrid. Maybe that's what he's doing.
Yeah, probably could be. So, yeah, I mean, I guess now since we got the frustration out of the way, we can kind of go in order, I guess. Okay. And ooh, Rob Wise is answering here. Danny, if you want to go ahead and read that Super Slam, which, by the way, I mentioned Super Slam and what, WrestleMania is this week? Or like sort of a WWE event?
Yeah, WrestleMania 40. My kids just got into wrestling 3 weeks ago, coincidentally. And they're all in. So we're going to be watching WrestleMania this week. Rob Wise says, the problem is, Danny, they need to draw. Miami won't be able to play conservative, which will open up our weakness in the back. And no Ruiz. Agreed. But if they follow today's tactics, well, I mean, you have a point, because they are going to play. Monterrey will be a little more conservative. They won't push their high line as much as they did today, maybe. But I do think that with a little, as they say, messy magic, I think anything's possible. So that's my whole thing. Like, everybody's like, away from home, we suck. How many times have we lost away from home with Messi, though? We haven't. I know that Mexico is different, right? Like, this is a whole new environment we're going into. But, I mean, Messi's won World Cups. I mean, Busquets and Alba have won World Cups. Luis Suarez has played in, I don't know, he played in that PSG Barcelona game, even though it was a home game. Like, to me, I think if we have those four guys healthy and everybody else contributing, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
I mean, this is going to be, man, it is going to be a fucking difficult game. It's going to be, and Jonathan Lacey, I don't know where this is coming. Danny is sounding like a real Messi fan.
To be clear, Jonathan, in the comments, I am a Messi fan. I don't know if you can see this. I got a little Messi stuffy right there. I got a Messi sketch right here. I'm wearing a Messi shirt. It's just that I'm an Inter Miami fan, and people just hate on me, I guess. I don't know. I don't know why everybody hating on me liking Messi and Inter Miami.
Anthony's mentioning playing in Mexico is overrated. I have a question, though, because I don't know if you guys noticed, but in the broadcast, when I was listening in the second half, the other team's supporters were just loud as shit. Like, they overcame a lot of our cheering. So,
I am Jekka. Says, I always watch another Inter Miami show. First time here. Ruiz got the game away. That also fucked up by not changing Ruiz when he has horrible game. Well, look, I didn't think David. First of all, welcome. We appreciate you checking us out. Hopefully, you come by more often. I didn't think David Ruiz had a horrible game. I do agree, though, and on the Discord, we were talking about it. After he got his second yellow, like, get him out the game. Like, don't let him get his third yellow. And, like, 3 minutes later, he got his third yellow. But I didn't think that David Ruiz played a horrible game. I thought, overall, the team as a whole had a pretty decent game up until the 60th minute. But David Ruiz, Diego Gomez, and Busquets were holding down that midfield. They were playing five wide with Jordi Alba and Chelo. I'm sorry, not five wide, but they played five in the midfield, but congested. They were forcing them wide. I felt like Tata did a great job today. And that's surprising, because that's not something we say often, but I thought Tata had a great game plan today.
Rob Wise just mentioned, I don't know if that was the comment you're trying to pull up, the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus and Messi magic. Just believe.
100% believe.
And Peaches mentioned something that I want to go ahead and talk about for sure. A lot of empty seats. I don't know when you want to get to that. Maybe we can get to that towards the end. Boom. Never mind. Danny just flopped it right onto your faces, guys. Here we have a ton of empty seats in section 131, 132, 101, 102. Guys, this is right before kickoff. I mean, Inter Miami. If anybody from the organization is listening to this and looking at this picture right here, what are we doing?
Well,
I mean, that's awful. And wait, did you see the other pictures I put up?
I'll look at them right now. The first yellow was for Jordy. It looked like it was for Ruiz, but it wasn't. Yes, they ended up clarifying that like after the fact, like minute like 80. But it did look because he was right in front of David Ruiz when he threw that up. But apparently Jordi Alba was right behind him. So it really wasn't for him, which would have been funny because one of the announcers said that watch David Ruiz score another goal right now. That would have been fun. Go ahead, Chris. What were you going to say?
I mean, look at this comment right here, Danny. He's preaching to you.
Crispy well, that's why I don't
Crispy
go.
Pez says,
I made it very, very clear.
Hashtag protest.
I've been very clear, and I'm not like out there tweeting about it or anything, but if you watch the show, I've been very clear. I'm personally not going to any of these Champions Cup games because I am doing my personal protest. I refuse to go to these games until they give me first right of refusal. So that's just me personally.
Well, and Cuervo Miami is saying, Danny, there are no three yellows in football. Ruiz got one yellow, and the second one 3 minutes later, childishly, second yellow is red. Of course. But we were talking about that supposedly.
I know.
Yeah. Now
I know there's no three yellow cards in football. It was a joke.
Now, I'm going to put up the picture that I saw on Ticketmaster right here. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at how blue that top section is. That's literally where the camera pans during these broadcasts. You have the area. Yeah, it is.
No, the That's hard where cam the camera is pans, where the, isn't it? Where it pans, because the hard cam is there, so it faces the south side of the screen right now, where you're at the bottom of what the sheets that you're looking at.
Ah, so it faces the bottom. I see.
Right, okay. Yeah. The picture we put up is of those dark blues. This right here is what you're talking about, the dark blues right there.
Yes.
That's what you're looking awful. At. But the hard cam that's watching the game is the other side.
Yeah, I mean, look at that. Ridiculous. Look at how many seats were open, guys. And Inter Miami, you can't like give up your season ticket members some first right of refusal love. Like, come on, man.
Look, and I don't know if that's why. Maybe if they would have given that to us, maybe they still would have been empty. I highly doubt it, though. I would have gone. 100%, I would be there. Champions Cup, I've been waiting for this forever. But they really frustrated me the way they did us. So I refused to go. Maybe if we get past Monterrey, maybe they'll finally give it to us next round. But I doubt it.
And Sophia's asking, can someone please explain what happened with Taylor? I couldn't see it from my seat. I just saw him on the floor at one point. Earlier in the game, I saw that he sort of tweaked his hamstring, started grabbing at his hamstring little by little. And then I guess it got to a point where he just couldn't take the pain anymore. He made like a really brisk, crazy run. And he just ended up collapsing to the ground, called the attention of the ref, and said, I'm done. So Esteban is saying here, Daniel will be hearing on crickets before he hears from a response from his rep.
I don't doubt it, but it's okay. That's why I'm not like tweeting it. I'm not like, hey, guys, do it also. Like, I'm not hashtagging it. But, you know, when you guys ask if I'm going to the game or anything, I let you guys know. I don't talk about it long-winded, but, yeah, I'm doing my own personal little protest. I'm not going until they give it to us.
Fight the power.
Well, it's not fighting the power because I'm not promoting it. I'm not telling other people to do it, but I'm not going to give it to them.
And going over there is kind of worthless.
Well, I've come to realize that nobody else wants to do it. Everybody's like, no, but I don't want to miss out on the fun.
Yeah. Right,
well, then go. I don't hate on them. I get it. I love watching the team also.
We should just all meet at Dunkin' Donuts across the street from it. So that way Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, that's where like everybody parks for like $100 or something like that. They have like a sign in the middle of the street that charges overpriced parking and people fall for it like crazy.
Man, the yellow lot's a lot cheaper than that. I didn't realize that they would.
Yeah.
And you got to walk like half a mile.
Yep.
Hmm.
And Florida man loves a salty Danny. It's the best Danny.
I didn't think I was being salty today. You were kind of being salty. Florida man, how long have you been watching us? If you want to watch really salty Danny, watch the episode. Where was it that I started just yelling at the camera? My wife's like, why are you yelling at Chris? I was like, I was just emotional. It was the one with the presentacion when they first introduced Messi that they locked me out of the stadium.
Oh, yeah. That was a bad one.
That's probably the loudest I've ever gotten on the show.
Yeah. Look up the presentacion, guys. You guys are going to love that episode. And before you do that one, look up episode 98. It's probably the best episode we got.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Danny, I'm a season Cuervo Miami. I'm a season ticket holder and did the same as you. Did not buy tickets and sent them a complaint email. I didn't send out a complaint email because I probably won't hear from them back. And they'll just blame CONCACAF. That's what they're gonna do. Last year they blamed Leagues Cup, and this year they're gonna blame CONCACAF. And then coincidentally, this year we're getting first right of refusal. They already announced it for Leagues Cup. So apparently last year Leagues Cup they couldn't. But this year they can't. So there you go.
Guys, look at the comment down here, guys. Walter Torres is slapping you upside the head. You guys got to smash that like button, guys. Boom. Boom.
Walter, what kind of job do you think Walter Torres has with that picture?
Walter for sure is a attorney.
Nah, he's not an attorney.
Yeah, he's an attorney. Walter, you got to tell us.
He's an accountant. He's an accountant.
No, I don't think he's an accountant. No way.
Real estate?
Yeah, probably. I'll take real estate.
Real estate. It's Florida. Real estate for sure.
Look, Peaches is saying lawyer.
Nah, he's an accountant.
Oh, nice. Smashing that like button, guys. Let's go, baby.
All right.
I mean, if we want to go through the game little by little, I mean, we scored the goal early. I'm pretty sure everybody felt amazing, right? Aviles scored off of the corner. Gressel with a great cross that got extremely lucky because it was low. And
Pereira.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Pereira.
Just answering where I'm from in Colombia.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm pretty sure everybody felt really good about the game. I mean, we ended up scoring pretty early in the game off the corner. Aviles got his second goal with a pink kit on. Oh, there we go. All right, oh, Walter,
I got my business account with Chase. Look at you, Walter. I got to talk to you.
Yeah, look at that. Walter is the man with the plan, and he has a gray suit. Gray is my favorite color, just in case anybody was interested. So
they weren't.
Yeah, you're not interested, but it doesn't matter. It's a good color. Okay, don't hate.
Hold on. Apparently,
yeah, go ahead.
Echaga has a realtor out there, Daniel Echaga. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Free advertising here.
Echage?
Maybe. If you don't buy tickets, then Posh Spice can't buy new fur coats. Think of the families for once. Terrible fan base. Hey, look, I can't deny that. I apologize.
Posh Spice wasn't even the coolest fucking Spice Girl.
Who? Yes, she was.
No, she wasn't. Well, my favorite was the blonde one. I forgot what she's not
baby?
Sporty Spice, is it?
It's baby spice.
Yeah, Baby Spice was good. And Sporty Spice was solid. I don't know about Posh Spice, bro. Get out of here. Posh Spice.
So are we in agreement that Scary Spice was the worst one?
Scary Spice was absolutely the worst one.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely. She was the worst one. I mean, this is going to be debated because the chat right now, they're going to go kind of ham right now, I bet you. And
a lot of people might not remember who the Spice Girls are.
Hold on. Tank is talking about Ginger Spice. Is that like an original Spice Girl?
Yeah, it's the one that posed for Playboy, the redhead.
Ah, that's right. What? Peaches is saying Sporty is the worst. The Hot Gates is saying Scary Spice is still the hottest. Well, I mean, I don't know how she looks now. Yeah, and Jay Stubbs is saying Scary Spice. Yeah, that was Scary Spice. I mean, I guess if you're looking at it now, I mean, all right, before we go too far off the hinges,
we've gone way off boy bands.
Backstreet
Boys are the best, by the way.
No way. NSYNC is way fucking better. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you are crazy.
Are you kidding me, son? Are you kidding me, son? Son, NSYNC in one album took out all of Backstreet Boys' catalog.
Oh my God. You know what? If I didn't want to get so off topic, I would get into this because Backstreet Boys is way better than NSYNC. Anyway, let's get back onto this. Maybe on one of those random Wednesday episodes where we have nothing to talk about, we'll readdress this.
Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, again, we scored the first goal and it was Aviles. I mean, people are calling me insane here. I can't get off of this. But I really don't want to get off of this topic. Everybody's the guys.
Manu, though. That was Ricky Martin.
Now we're going to be talking about the Salsa Kids.
Yeah, look. Guys, lock in. Focus. Yeah, let's focus. All right.
Oh, my God. So, right, I mean, Yeah, you focus that first goal. I'll sit in the mud with these guys.
After we've scored that first goal, I felt pretty confident because it looked like they weren't able to create anything through the middle. We were forcing them wide, and they had a hard time. Nick Lachey. We had a hard time creating anything. I thought that Tata came out with the perfect game plan. Now, at halftime, I was pretty confident that not only would we hold on to that 1-0 lead, I thought the way things were going, we might even put up a second one. And when the game's second half started, Diego Gomez fed David Ruiz with a beautiful through ball into the box that if he finishes, I'm sorry, we're winning 2-0, and that game's a wrap.
Yeah, it's
over. But unfortunately, David Ruiz wasn't able to finish that. And then up until the 60th minute, I know this is going to be just a general recap, but up until the 60th minute, we were creating more chances. We were letting them possess the ball because they couldn't break us down, so they just kept passing the ball back and forth. And, oof, Hansen. Whoa, I forgot about them.
I mean, Justin Blair, what are we doing?
He's from Cincinnati. Don't blame him.
Come on. All right. Go get your pop.
After that 60th minute, though, when we got that – what minute was it that they got that second yellow?
The second yellow wasn't given until – hold on, because I had the information here.
Well, whenever it was, that's when the game changed because we immediately took off Afonso. We played five in the back. We put three in the midfield, and we left Suarez as our lone striker. Right? Gressel moved into the midfield, and we couldn't compress as much as we were doing before. We had Jordi Alba and Chelo playing a little higher defensively and just making it very difficult for them to work up the middle. Once we only had three midfielders, they were finding spaces to run into and connect short passes all the way. So it was really frustrating, but you could tell that tactically, congesting the midfield really helped us. But once we didn't have that to lean on anymore, they had a lot more opportunities on top of being an extra man up. That was the game right there. I think if that doesn't happen, I think we definitely win this game.
Well, we had Afonso come in at the 37th minute. We ended up getting a yellow card 5 minutes later, which was our second yellow card with Jordi Alba on the 42nd minute.
Right.
So that's when I guess that's when it started to change.
I'm talking about David Ruiz's second yellow. When he got the red.
That was in the 65th minute. Yeah. And then we ended up now Ryan Saylor was brought in for defensive purposes, essentially, which I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are starting to like Ryan Saylor now. You saw that he was getting it on defense.
I thought he was very collected. Let's talk about the first goal that they scored, which was what was that? The off the corner. Was it a corner?
You're talking about the first goal that was off the set piece, yes.
Right.
That was where Busquets ended up heading it like a deflection. And then that's when Callender kind of patted it away, but then it got hit off the rebound.
I thought Drake Callender did a good job patting that first one away. He almost got the second one. It slid right under his hand.
Yes, so close.
But, you know, we suck at defending set pieces. We're a man down. I'm not going to blame Drake for that. I thought Drake played a pretty good game. And then that second goal, like I said, we didn't get to see the replay of what happened on the other side. We thought supposedly it looked like everybody was asking for a handball. We didn't even get a replay.
Yeah.
And that sole possession lasted like 3 or 4 minutes. They just kept passing it back and forth. And then ultimately, I guess this finally addressed this. I don't think we've addressed it yet. When I forgot who was that tried to pass or passed it to Diego Gomez, but whoever passed it to Diego Gomez, what they should have done is just cleared that ball because Monterrey had possession basically right inside the box, it felt like, for like 2-3 minutes in a row. At that point, just clear it and then regroup. But the fact that they wanted to keep possession, and I get it, right? You want to keep possession. But at that moment, it had been such an onslaught for those 2 minutes of trying to get the ball back. You just clear it. Just clear it and get yourself a break. But he wanted to keep possession. He gave it to Diego Gomez. I don't know if Diego Gomez had a bad touch or just let the ball roll in front of him too much and his legs gave out. But that right there was the difference. And then it was a great shot. And even then, Drake got a fingertip on it.
Yes. Oh, no, but that shot was a beauty, bro. That shot was a beauty. And I guess he was upset because the defenders weren't pushing up so much. But, dude, we're playing with 10 on the field. I think that they did pretty well. It's just you're just against the numbers. Kelvin is mentioning, can't any of the defenders cross the ball? Must they pass back? I think that they pass back so that when they pass back, you have the person receiving the ball that can survey the field a little bit better, can kind of guide it in a better way instead of just towing it off the field. So I think that that's why it gets passed back often. So,
Hold on. Let me address Mr. Diego. Diego, we appreciate you joining us on Monday in both English and Spanish shows. Diego is a Monterrey fan. So I'm going to talk to you now, Diego. Eddie's not with us, so I will talk to you. Diego, I want to hear what you have to say about Monterrey, because I thought that they were overrated. I'm not saying they're a bad team, but the way everybody was hyping them up about how they're going to kick our ass, even with Messi, they didn't impress me. Canales. I felt like they were lost once we were forcing them wide. They didn't know how to create without Canales and Vasquez up the middle. I'm kind of curious what Diego thinks about that, because yeah. I was very surprised at the lack of creativity on Monterrey's part until we were down to 10 men. So I'm very curious to hear what Diego has to say.
Yeah, and again, shout out to Diego because he joined us both for the English and the Spanish show. So much appreciated that you jumped over. We're sort of doing this this cross pattern here with a lot of our guests and with a lot of the people that listen to them. So that's awesome stuff. We're spreading around. And then Rob Wise is mentioning Drake got the tip. And then Diego said they got a bad start, and I think it was due to a different field, and just Miami was parked really organized in the back. How awesome is that to hear that from an opposing fan to say that we were parked really organized in the back? Finishes by saying, I have to say Miami was really, really organized the first half. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Shout out to Diego for I wonder if Eddie's going to be that gracious, because I agree. I'll repeat to Diego and to anybody from Monterrey listening, and I've said it a few times already. I didn't say Monterrey's a bad team. I was surprised at the lack of creativity from that team, because I've heard so much about this team, literally ranked the best team in North America, that I was like, oh man, this team, Messi's not playing, they're going to kill us. And once we congested the midfield and forced them wide, they weren't creative. And I was shocked. And then once the red card happened, all of a sudden they woke up. So I think this game ends a lot differently if Diego Gomez doesn't get that red card.
And Diego is mentioning, however, Monterrey at home, I can guarantee you're going to see a whole different Monterrey. And I'll tell you, Diego, you can probably bet to see Messi at Monterrey.
And then you will see a completely different Inter Miami when Messi's playing. So it should be fun. The only thing that sucks is that I would have felt a lot better if that game ends 1-1. The fact that they ended up getting those two away goals really ruins that second game for me, because I'd be really hyped about it. But we'll see.
And let me tell you, a lot of people are giving you credit in the chat, Diego. So much appreciated for you to get, for you to stick up for your squad. It's really appreciated.
Leroy, I disagree. I feel like when teams are playing away, they want to score because those goals count for more.
Yeah.
Like if you don't score today, but then you put up two next week, and then Miami puts up one today and one next week, we move on.
Yeah.
Because it would be 2-2, and we had the one away goal. This away goal tiebreaker or whatever, I hate it. I think it's stupid. But because it exists, you have to play to that. And because of that, I think they did want to score today. I think it was very important for them to score today. And I think they have a huge advantage now that they did.
And not only that, Rob Wise is mentioning we're worse defensively when Messi is on the field. I mean, I guess, but then you're talking about the comfortability on the offensive side. Like, it makes up for the lack on defense. No?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way that I would think. If you have Messi on the field, like, yeah, you're losing an offensive player. But I am Jekka is mentioning they only count for more in a tie, though.
Yeah, but let's say we beat them by one goal next week. And we win 1-0. Then they move on. Now, if we go 2-1, go to extra time. If we win 3-2, then, you know, we end up tied in aggregate, but we move on because we have 3 away goals. I hate this away goal thing. It's so silly.
Well, and I'll tell you, I really am happy to see how Callander played, because if you really think about it, and Taimanen is saying sassy Danny, I think that the fact that Callander played pretty well, I mean, none of those goals, would you say any of those two goals are his fault?
Callander?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
I wouldn't give him any fault.
I'm sure if he gets interviewed after the game, I'm sure he'll say that he should have blocked that second one. I think he had a better chance at the first one than the second one.
Well, he had a better chance at the first one, but maybe he's going to criticize the second one because he could have been positioned better. So, I mean, but other than that,
this is an interesting question. And we're going to talk about all this next Monday when we preview that second leg. But let's just touch on it since Peach is asked now. Do you fancy us in Pens if it goes that far? I don't because I don't know who's going to be taking the Pens for us. Like, I know the big names, right? But we're going to have Afonso out there. We're going to have
David Ruiz.
No, David Ruiz is out with the red.
Oh, that's right.
Like, we're going to have...
You're going to have Afonso kicking Noah Allen.
Sutherland. Like, I don't know who's going to be out there at that point, right? Because it's going to be players that get subbed in late. Yeah. So, no, I think if we go to penalties, as much as I love Drake, I don't think it's good. Now, this is interesting, Tony X.
Yeah. Yeah, Kramaski will be back. That is going to be interesting if Kramaki comes back, because that's a player that we...
He'll take the role for David Ruiz.
Yes. And in reality, David Ruiz has been hustling for that role. So now that he's going to be out, so...
Well, I know we're going to preview this next week. But next week, let's say hypothetically, Messi plays. Then
Ruiz is out.
Injured also. But so is Taylor.
Oh, that's right. But then if Taylor's out, Gomez is moving into his spot.
Okay.
Ruiz is out, right? So you got Busquets in the middle. You'd have Gressel right in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'd have Kremaki and Gressel in the middle, Messi on the right, Gomez on the top left, and that's basically it. Those are the only changes. I mean, you're not going to bring in Borjal in as a starting wing.
No. But you know what? I love Diego Gomez. A lot of people are still giving him crap, especially after today, after that one mistake. I think Diego Gomez is a machine. I love Diego Gomez. But he cannot finish. He is good box to box, but once you get into that box, that's it. So him as a left wing, I'd rather have Kremaki up there.
You know, Sophia's mentioning Ben Krem can't come back yet, bro. Like, what do we know?
He played yesterday for the IMCF2.
He played for IMCF2. I mean, Negri is also, and then also Negri, he's been playing also for IMCF2. Like, what's to say he doesn't come back, play left back, and then you have Jordi Alba moving up and taking Taylor's spot?
LM10, one big mistake, if that's better. I'm sure every player, you can point out a mistake. Luis Suarez, for as much as he was bitching at Afonso for not hitting him, I thought he had a great chance at a shot at goal, and instead of taking it, he kind of like lobbed it into the middle of the box and ended up turning it over.
Yes. So, and Rob Wise is mentioning here. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, Diego, I appreciate you offering. Diego just offered to do a preview with you guys. We already told Eddie that we're going to have him on. But if we see Monterrey down the line in Leagues Cup or anything, Diego, we'll keep you in mind for sure.
No doubt. And Rob Y saying we're praising the tactics tonight, and that changes with Messi. Monterrey only needs a draw. Monterrey will look to counter instead of press. I mean, that's the only thing that sucks, is that they're gonna they're gonna park the bus.
I don't know if they'll park the bus, but yeah, they do have a crazy advantage right now.
And again, this goes back. Look, Kraus is mentioning Negri left back. I mean, I could see that. I could see Jordi Alba moving up to left wing. I mean, you didn't see, like, in the last 5-6 minutes, Jordi Alba ended up running out to, like, the middle of God knows where. Like, at one point, I looked at him like, where are you going, guy?
Obviously, Messi is everybody's favorite, right?
Yes.
But of all the new guys, do you think there's a bigger fan favorite than Jordi Alba?
No, absolutely not.
Messi aside, obviously, right? Because everybody loves Messi.
Yeah, aside, guys, pay attention. Right. Messi aside. All right.
I think Jordi Alba is everybody's favorite. The way he hustles, the way he plays, I think Jordi Alba has really been embraced by La Familia with all his effort. The way he plays every game, plays 90. And like you said, it was like the 95th minute, and he was up by the right wing up area over there trying to win the balls back. Jordi, I think of everybody, I think that, and I saw Cynical Tube on the Discord calling him Mighty Mouse. I like that. I think out of everybody, he has endeared himself the most to the fan base. So, and you know what? And I don't know if we've talked about this, but I have a feeling, and you tell me what you think. I have a feeling Messi will leave after 2025. I think Luis Suarez might only play here 1 year, maybe. I think Busquets won't be here after Messi either. But I have a feeling that Jordi Alba might be that one guy that sticks around after Messi's gone. After Messi and Busquets and Luis Suarez are gone, I see Jordi Alba sticking with us for another year or two. What do you think of that?
I can see that. I can see, because he you could tell he's like a character that's like invested not just in playing, but like in the strategy, in the team, like in the brand. Like, you could tell that he's very invested, a very invested individual. So I could definitely see that. And 89J Stubbs is mentioning Sergio's looking washed up. That's a hot take.
I don't know about washed.
That's a hot take. And then Mike V is saying, my favorite is Messi's bodyguard, who thought that he's going to start at left wing next Wednesday. That would be amazing. Are you kidding me? He's getting a red card the first 5 minutes. You kidding me?
Alejandro asking, Danny, where can you get that shirt? Any and every shirt that I wear, and a lot of the ones that Chris wears. Chris is wearing the Kissing Sister shirt right here on the left-hand side of your screen, batteredfans.com. You go ahead, go to the website, hit shop. You could look at all the shirts there, which have a bunch of different teams, or you could just go straight to Miami Soccer, and everything will happen there. So, yes, batteredfans.com, this shirt, and everything else. So I think Jordi Alba has endeared himself the most, and I have a feeling he might be that guy that sticks around for an extra year, maybe two.
Yeah.
He's like 2 years younger than Messi, I think. Like 1 or 2 years younger than Messi and Busquets.
Critical customer service question by Crispy Pez. They come sleeveless? No, my friend. You have to customize the sleeve.
But if you pay an extra $3, I promise you I will ship it directly to Chris. And Chris is an expert sleeve cutter, and he will cut them to you and personally deliver to you at the stadium.
Listen, I've been cutting sleeves since like 1987. Okay. So
you still fold your socks? Remember when?
Yes,
when,
of course,
like,
I fold my socks.
Short? No, I'm saying, like, you remember when the no sleeve socks weren't a thing at the stores very often?
Yeah.
Used to take their sock, flip it, and then put their foot in the shoe.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Do you still do that?
I mean, no, not that. No, I buy ankle socks. I'm not going to run
Okay. I don't know.
I thought you meant, do I fold it like in my drawer? Yes, I fold it in my drawer.
No, when you wear them. I used to, because ankle socks weren't easy to come by back then. All right. Let's see.
I got it from heaven.
I don't even know what Justin Blair is referring to here in the comment.
He's probably drinking pop mixed with stuff. Because Soccer Daddy mentioned a comment, I guess.
Just real quick, to Justin Blair, Tommy One Time from the Atlanta Scarves and Spikes was down here, and he was representing Ohio here in Miami with us. We took him out to a pizza spot. He eats his pizza with a fork and knife. Is that how you guys do it in Ohio? Because that was embarrassing. I didn't want to be associated with him once he started doing that. Diego Bonito comments, we won't have Corcho Rodriguez, guy who scored the second goal. It was going to be Messi's personal man in the second leg. That's a tough loss for us. Tough guy to replace. My question to Diego, and I mean, again, we're going to talk about this on Monday, but do you think Monterrey is going to park the bus? Is that the type of team that would park the bus, or are they going to play their regular tactics as usual?
And Rob Wise asks, has Messi always been made of glass? I mean, he's not as bad as Rob, as Robbie Robinson. So that's good. And then Justin Blair says, hell no. And then Mr. Krabs is asking, not to get sidetracked, Chris, but how was that Knicks L to the Heat? Mr. Krabs, let's not get carried away. Just so you're aware, Knicks hold the advantage in the season matchups this year. So let's not get too crazy. Okay. Put the hat away, Danny. What are we doing?
There you go. All right, we're now got into the gas bagging part of the show. Chris, how do you feel overall? Fork and knife, yes. Fork and knife,
yes.
Whenever we play against Atlanta, we'll have him on to preview that. And I took a picture of it because I couldn't believe what I was looking at. And I'm sure we'll attack him for being episode 98 and for that. How do you feel overall? And in the chat, let us know, how do you feel overall? Do you feel good after today? Do you feel positive about next week? Because I think we all agree that Messi will play next week. How do you feel overall as we go to bed tonight?
I mean, I think if Messi plays next week, I think we have a spectacular, spectacular opportunity to win and to still be able to proceed in the tournament. But if he doesn't play, I don't know, man. I mean, we're playing an away game. We're playing in a place where our fans, I don't know how much we're going to travel. So...
And Diego Bonito says, not at all. We literally don't know how to park the bus. That's just not our coach's mindset or strategy. He does not like that type of game. And you know what? I understand that because Tata's the same way. So we have a chance. If they're not going to go ahead and play conservatively to go for the win that way, I think we have a good chance. I think it's going to be a really interesting game next week.
Program director Rob Wise is mentioning Battered Gas Bags, a new podcast. That would be great.
I mean, that's what we usually refer to what we do at the very end of every show, right?
Yeah, we just gas bag. Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, I feel disappointed to an extent, but from what everybody said, that if Messi didn't play, we're going to get mollywopped. I thought we held our own. From what I saw, I feel confident that if Messi plays, we can get a result over there. Now, with the two goals away that Monterrey scored, I don't know how that's going to play out in the long run, but I do feel positive. So we'll see. All good.
This is a good comment my name is Jeff. Colorado getting Miami's B team this Saturday. Absolutely. So, and don't worry, Rob. Wise. Yeah, we're not going to mention anything. We'll keep that under wraps.
We appreciate you big time for the support, Rob, man. It's awesome. Yeah. Appreciate that big time. Look, AZ Rebellion, disappointed but hopeful. I think that's where I'm at. Disappointed but hopeful, I think, is the perfect way to put it. Because yes. I also feel disappointed, but I'm hopeful. I think we can still have a chance. All right. And then I guess we'll end it with this. Nick Smith, win or loss, you guys are always enjoyable and bright in my spirits. Yes. Shout out to you, Nick Smith. We appreciate you and appreciate everybody. All right. Yes. Like and subscribe if you haven't already. And I guess that's it. We'll be back tomorrow to preview the Colorado game. So look out for that. If you haven't already, hit the little bell so you get the notifications and all that other good stuff. All right. If you are listening on audio, we appreciate you listening all the way to the end. Please leave us 5 stars, comment, review, all that other good stuff. If you are watching on YouTube, thank you for watching all the way to the end. Please like, subscribe, share, tell your friends. Seriously, tell your friends. Like Jekka that joined us here for the first time. Tell your friends. Join us. We come on here 4 times a week. We have fun. So go ahead, join the chat. And as always, if you were part of the chat and hung out with us for the last hour, as always, you guys are the best part of the show. We appreciate you kicking with us for an hour. And we'll be back tomorrow. So until the next one. Have a good one.